Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 44 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where you're just going to listen to me for a little bit more. I'm going to say a few more things, and it's nothing you can do about it. You're going to hear me, whether you like it or not, because you got this on, and so that's what you signed up for, so get used to it, because it's happening now. Yeah, we're gonna try and be a little bit funnier this episode, because a lot of the episodes in the past have gotten very political and fuck politics. It's stupid. When I was a kid, when I was a youth, I would spend a lot of time looking at the globe and maps and shit because I thought it was really cool. I was like, wow, I'm here and there's all of that. There's all of that. First off, people who think the world is flat, I mean, they took one look at a map and said that this is the only way that it could be. Have flat earthers never seen a globe? Flat earthers could just suck a cock, honestly. If you think that the world is flat, you're just dumb. In fact, if you think the world is flat, then just go to the edge of the earth and fall off. You won't. There was this time, one time I went to Louisiana, and it was pretty cool. We were at this lake, and across the lake is, I was gonna say Los Angeles, dude. Across the lake is, New Orleans. Across the lake is New Orleans, and, there's a bridge that goes all the way across the lake, and looking across the lake, you can see lights, but you can't see the city. You can see the lights coming around the globe, and it just makes you think about, like, where you are and the light refraction of the shit. It's very cool to look at when you're on multiple substances at the same time. And I looked at those things, and I was like, whoa, the lights. You want to know how to tell that the earth is round, flat earthers? Just take one look at that lake. You can see it. You can see the earth bend, and it's fucking crazy. If the world was flat, you'd look at it into the ocean, it would just kind of go forever. Like, there's a reason why you can't see things after a certain point. But anyway, I used to look at, I used to look at maps and shit a lot as a kid, and I somehow, when it got time to read, like, the books about the Holocaust and shit, like, what was the One Star Girl book? You know what I'm talking about. If you know, you know. There's this book, and I thought it took place in Denmark. And I used to think Denmark was where Haiti is. I don't know how I could spend that much time looking at maps and shit and not understand that that's Haiti, not Denmark. I don't know. That's something that I did when I was a kid. I mean, how dumb can you be that here's Haiti, right? Let me try to flip it. Here's Haiti, right? Beneath the world, America. Beneath the world is Haiti, and all the way over here is Denmark. I play GeoGuessr, and I get it wrong always. I'm like 12,000 miles away from cool. Okay, I guess I just won't then. Cause fuck me, I guess. You ever get surprised by chewing? One time I bit into something and oh my god. We need to have a real talk, okay? You ever bite into ground beef? And there's the little bone boy? Ouch. That's what I'll say about that. That's the only thing that you can say because it's painful and I hate it. Wouldn't recommend having bones in your mouth besides the teeth. Besides teeth, I don't want any bones in my mouth. No thanks. I like my mouth to be bone free. Especially, oh man, hey, if I'm ordering something at a restaurant and it costs $20 or more, I expect the bones to be plucked. They should not have any more bones in the food that I'm trying to eat, because I want to stuff it down. I want to stuff it the fuck down, and you're not letting me. Because, ooh, we're gonna make you do a little dance around your food. No, thank you. I would rather not require every bite, because you can't get too comfortable. You are in a, eating food off the bone is a high stress situation, dude. You're sitting there like, trying so hard not to get any of those bones in your mouth, because when you do, when you bite bone to bone to bone, sometimes, all the time, always, I think it's a tooth. I think I broke my fucking tooth. And that's not, I don't want that. No more, okay? We are getting rid of bones. Who invented animals that there's food surrounding the part that's not food? I mean, come on. Can you at least make it easy? Can you make it easy? I want to catch a fish. I want to catch a fish and just bite and eat the whole thing. But no, you got to debone it. You got to take the bones out. What are we doing with all these bones, man? Human body's got like 200 something bones. That's a lot. Let's get it down to like a little bit less. Come on. What are we doing with all these bones? We could get rid of some of them. Why do I have... I got a tibia and a fibia. I don't remember which one's which. Oh, radius and ulna. What if I just got rid of one? I would prefer it if bones didn't exist. I want everybody to be puddles. You know? I don't know. Sometimes you think about it, bones are bullshit. Hey... How's these fucking shadows behind me, man? I don't know how to do lighting. I'm just kind of winging it, and that's what you end up with. You end up with the shadows behind me, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I mean, let's try to figure it out. It's not so bad if I stay out here, but I don't know if this is on the camera. I'm trying. Yeah, fucking get bones out of my mouth. Please take them all away. Take the bones and remove them. Just get the fuck out of there. I want my mouth to be soft. You know, you bite down into drinking some seltzer. What are you gonna do about it? Try and stop. Just fucking try and stop me. Yeah, you're gonna get surprised by chewing. I don't really remember what that note was about. I guess one time I bit down and I was like, whoa. I didn't expect my teeth to close that quickly. I didn't expect them to touch yet. Whoa. What? Can I get teeth extensions? Can I get teeth extensions? Just make more. You could grind the teeth off, right? They like file it down to make it closer together, because one of my front teeth is up a little bit. Okay. And that's where it likes to be. So I'm not going to stop. I had braces, but once they tried to make me wear a retainer, oh, hell no. I grind my teeth at night. So I bit straight through that shit. And then they're like, well, we could put a permanent retainer in. And I was like, you're going to commit a piece of metal to my mouth forever? Oh, goodbye. And I stopped wearing a retainer, and then my mouth moved a little bit. Now my teeth are all over the place again, and I could probably, I mean, it's like kind of getting rid of the effects of this. I don't even know why I had braces to begin with. Was my mouth really that bad? We'll never know, because I had braces. But you can't do that. You can't have it be We're gonna push your... Okay, so this is what the fucking... I hate everything about dentistry. I hate orthodontics and good dentists. I hate it. It's so stupid. We're gonna spread your teeth out. Get them all in line. We're gonna spread your teeth out. And then we're gonna push them back together. Oh, why? You know? Just do one. Can it be a one-step process? I thought braces were supposed to align your teeth. If your teeth aren't aligned, they didn't work. Oh, then we're gonna get a retainer, and we're just gonna milk more money out of you because you wanna have a nice smile, right? Oh, you wanna have a nice smile, right? Humans invented civilization, and then we started to evolve backwards, is what it is. Because you'd think, literally, that's what it is. The food that we eat is so soft that we don't need jaws anymore. We could drink food. You think about that? We don't need them. We don't need them anymore. Oh, we could just stop. We could stop eating good food. Just drink this pink slurry that we call... Just drink that pink slurry that we call... chicken nuggets. Why couldn't I think of it? Just drink them. Did you drink your chicken nuggets? I mean, we could take any food and blend it. You know? I'm gonna drink... almonds. We don't need all this soft-ass fucking food. It's we humans invented society, and we got so comfy, we're so away from everything, that we started to evolve backwards. This is not even a joke, that's just true. You can look it up. Our jaws are not as strong because the food that we eat is soft. And I just think that's bullshit. But when people say that they were born in the wrong generation, no. Is your jaw strong? If your jaw is not strong, then you were born in the perfect generation. You're right here with us, boy. You've got bad genes. You got those bad genes. My parents handed me down some trash genes, bro. I'm allergic to fucking everything, including outdoors. How can you be allergic to grass? Does that make any sense? I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. You know when you're just like walking around doing your thing, and then a kid will walk past you and he's got music playing out of his backpack? One time I saw somebody listening to music through their AirPods, and they also had a speaker going at the same time. I mean, what the fuck is the point of that? Oh, all right. We're gonna have multiple sources. I mean, did they even notice? Once people started playing music out of their backpack, I turned 50 the same day. Oh, you're playing music out of your backpack? Oops, I'm 50 now. Oh, and now there's no going back. I am 50, and every year after this, 51, 52. I skipped 30 goddamn years because people started playing music out of their backpacks. And I don't get that. That doesn't make much sense to me. Why do you need to do it? What's the purpose other than to just, I don't know, put a speaker in there? Or wear headphones. Or don't. I don't know, man. I'm connected 24/7. I listen to so much music. I memorize the words to songs that I don't even know the titles of. That used to happen to me all the time when I had Pandora. I would just listen to a station and it would just play the next song. And I wouldn't be looking at the songs every time. I would just be listening to the background. I'm like, oh, this song. And I would sing the whole goddamn thing. I couldn't tell you what was the name of it or who it was by. I have no idea. I don't know. Could have been anyone. Could have been Flesh Daughter. Really, Tyler, you try to make up a band name, and the first thing you think of is Flesh Daughter. Oh, why? That's fucked. No, it's not. It's only fucked if you think it's fucked, and I don't think it's fucked. So, never mind. It's not. It's not anymore. I'm trying out this new two-camera thing. I don't know. You let me know how it goes, because I feel different. Something feels different. I feel like I'm lying. I feel there's too much pressure under all these lights. I'm just like, I'm not that funny. That's the problem. Waking up late can save you money on breakfast. Fuck fasting, dude. Just continue sleeping. You wake up and then it's dinner. Wake up and eat a pasta. Wake up and eat a goddamn steak, okay? Oh, there's nothing I love more than rolling out of bed at 7 p.m. and eating a chicken parm the first thing in the morning. It's whatever, if you could call it a morning. I don't know. Nothing I love more than a little bit of that. Wake up at 7 p.m. and eat a chicken parm first thing in the morning. It's not the morning anymore, but you know what I mean. You can eat it. There's no rules. Here's the thing. The three meals a day bullshit was invented to sell you cereal. And that's true. You don't need three meals a day. In fact, you could get by with one. One really big meal. If you have one giant meal at like 7, and then you are stuffed, you go to sleep, and then you go wake up, and then you could, if you think about our ancestors and like people living in the wild, food wasn't guaranteed. Like, you don't have to eat every time you're hungry. Your body is used to eating at a certain time. And they were like, if we could get people on this schedule of when they eat and they think, oh, it's time to eat, then we can make more money on them, I guess. I don't know. You don't have to eat. Period. That's the end of the sentence. Okay. You don't have to eat. That's what I was saying earlier. Drink your food. Drink your food. Drink your food. It's a lot better going down. Yeah, you don't need any of that. You don't need any of that food stuff. No, no, no. Blend it up and drink it. Point is, you don't need to eat three meals a day. You could get by on just one or two. And just snacks to hold you over. Eat healthy snacks. Oh man, I cannot stress that enough. It's to buy almonds and like beef jerky. You know, you're eating real boring, but food. Wow. We're really not completing thoughts today. That's just not what today is designed for. That's not what we're doing today. God woke me up and said, Tyler, your train of thought is gonna go, and then once it gets there, it's not gonna get there. Not even that sentence was anything. Nothing. Oh, so when I'm alone and I'm trying to be funny and I'm just bombing in front of cameras, I can feel it. I get chills. I get chills when I bomb this is not a living room. You try to like continue a sentence and find the right word fast enough, and sometimes you just can't. Sometimes it's just nope. You don't get the word. God woke me up today and said, you won't. I mean, news articles, me like scrolling, you know, and it says like, ooh, 5-minute read. I'm like, not for me. These news websites grossly overestimate how fast I can read. Oh, it says 5 minutes, and I start scrolling, and I'm like, this is like a 20-minute read. What are you talking about? I can't read, is the thing. Every time I try to read, I get distracted. I start thinking of something else, and I'm looking at the words, and I'm like reading the words, but I'm not paying attention to the person reading it in my head. I'm thinking about other things, and then 20 minutes later, this is why I can never finish a book. I've finished maybe 2 books in my entire life, and it's difficult. It's very, maybe I have ADHD, I don't know, but all I know is that, you know what? No, I don't have ADHD. There doesn't have to be a name for everything, okay? I just suck at reading. I don't like it. I don't even want to, is the thing. I can't pay attention. If there's something I really care about, I will pay attention. And why am I messing up words like this? Everything, halfway through that sentence, everything became ease. That is fun. That's fun to do, okay? I'm going to say, starting right now, I'm going to say every word with a long O sound. And so just replace all the vowels with long O. Hulu. Who are you doing? Who are you? Doing. To do.
Imfin. Thank you.
Oh, I can't even.
Thank you for asking.
It's hard, but it's fun, and it sounds funny if you get it right. I can't do it quick enough right now, though. What was I just talking about? Oh, news articles. If I care about it, then I can read. But usually I don't care, so usually I don't read. And even when I do, I get those, like, 10, you know, lists. Lists are good for me. Is self-improvement articles, you're reading it, and it's like, number one, number two, number three, number four, you know? I like a list, okay? Because I can read the first thing, you know? I'll read the title of the first one, and I won't read all the description. I'll just, all right, I'll be sure to stay organized, because a messy house is a messy mind. I'll be sure to be organized, okay? I'm a messy, organized person. If you understand, you understand. I'm not organized. I'm messy, but it's my mess. Everything has a spot. There's never a time where I'm like, where is that? I don't lose things, because when I get home, I put my wallet and I put my keys in the same spot every day, and they're never anywhere else. Hopefully there's like 3 spots total that they could be. And if they're not there, then we start to panic. I don't understand these people who are like, I can't find it. Where does it always go? Where do you always put it? Because that's how to avoid that problem. So just start doing that. That's a little life hack for me today. If you're a messy boy, then you can still be messy, but just put things in the exact same spot every time. And I have no empathy either for people who lose shit, because first off, if I lost something, I wouldn't be like, you gotta help me find it. Help me find it. Get up. Lift up the cushions. Lift up the It's Velcro. Lift up the cushions. You gotta see where it is. Where did it go? But you think you're sitting on it. I think you're sitting on it. You gotta get up so I can put it. You know, look. And I'm just like, my friends always lose their jewels. And I'm like, put it back in your pocket when you're done. I mean, how difficult could it possibly be? Just put that shit back where it came from, or so help me God. Because they lose it 3-4 times a day. That would be anxiety inducing. Holy shit, I'm trying to get better with social media? Imagine if I was losing something I was addicted to. I haven't been to church in over 5 years, and that is lovely. I hated church. Ugh. My mom used to have to bring a bag of candy just to get us to go to church. I hated that shit. I didn't like it. And then there was like youth group or some shit where like, oh, if you're in high school, you can go hang out with all the kids and just like not pay attention. Because we know you hate it and we're going to give you donuts too. And I would just eat four donuts. I would just eat four donuts on Sundays of like, not even like light donuts, like the heavy shit. Like, what is it? Vanilla cream donuts. Oh my God. Those are my favorite. Not my favorite anymore. Oh, they used to be though. For sure. They used to be my favorite. I am a bitch to them. Again, soft food. For soft teeth. You ever get fast food and you just feel like a piece of shit? Like you look up and down your plate and you're like, we got all the food groups. Yellow, brown. If you get a Burger King burger, then you also have black. Because they burn those things. If you're a vegan or a vegetarian, you can go to Burger King. Their food does not have any animals in it. At least by the time they're done cooking it. You understand what I'm saying? They leave that shit on the grill for 40 fucking minutes. And it's that thick. So, by the time you get it, it's a fucking hockey puck. If you want to eat the charcoal that they used for the grill, which, first off, you wish they used charcoal, okay? They probably just throw that bitch in the microwave. They put it in a pan on a skillet. They put it... What's the worst thing I can think of right now to make food? Throwing a burger into the microwave? That sucks. All right, here's my new thing in life, okay? I want to get abs just to prove to myself that I'm not a bitch. And I can do it. Because if you grew up chubby, and you've always been chubby your whole life, you always got a little bit more of that fat always hanging out. Living on your body rent-free is fat. I want to get rid of it. And I want to have abs. Because that's a, I don't know, that's a goal of mine, I guess. I want to start treating my body. Look, your body will react to the way you treat it. If you teach your body that you need to lift heavy shit, then your body will become acclimated to lifting heavy shit. You know, that's why you lift weights and eventually you can lift the bigger weights, right? I want to teach my body that we are someone who has abs. I'm gonna just try it harder. I'm gonna eat less. I'm gonna burn more fat. Maybe I'll try fucking keto, except I would hate keto. Oh, I'm addicted to Monster energy drinks. How could I have that? Well, I could have the none. Fuck it. This is day one of keto. Actually, I got leftover rice. Tomorrow is day one of... Today's day negative one of keto. And then tomorrow will be day zero because you got to start at day zero because you can't sign yourself up for too much. Because if I fail and I say I didn't even make it to day one... Not through to day one, because we start at 0 hours, right? And you continue to go up to 24 hours. So you do start at day zero. The day zero is the one, but the one is a zero. You know? Do you know what I'm talking about? Why am I putting so much effort in? Why am I putting so much effort in? And every time I make a new one, I try to think of a new way I can put more effort in. What am I? Someone who likes to work? What am I? To do this? What am I? What do I have? A hobby? What the fuck is this? What am I doing here? Yeah, so, I mean, maybe not keto. But I am going to try to get abs. I'm going to work at it. And we're going to try and get them. We're going to go out into the woods. Look around. See if I can't find some abs laying around. Small talk is a language that I don't speak. Some people are very good at it. I'm not. I think the most fluent people in small talk are white dads. Because, I mean, honestly, have you seen them? White dads be wildin' with that small talk. They don't say anything specific. You could just be, you could know them for your entire life and not know what kind of person that they are. They will keep it all behind the cover. I don't fuck with that mask, that three mask thing. It's you with other people and you when you're by yourself and the person that you showed, or whatever the fuck. Person that you show to others. Person that you showed in public and person you show to friends and you alone. Yeah, they're kind of different, but are they though? I feel like I want to be me consistently. And that's actually not true. I am not me consistently. I am a little bitch in public. I just can't function. I don't speak small talk. I can't do it. I'm not a white dad. I don't get it. White dads are the best at speaking small talk. You could just, who are they? Who are you? You know, the only thing they're passionate about is Trump. Which, goddamn, stop. Oh, God, stop, he lost. I mean, listen, okay? You can like the dude all you want. But how do you care? How do you invest yourself fully into a man that doesn't give a fuck about, how do you do that? How do you look at him and you're like, he's a hero. Whether or not he is, he isn't, but how do you sit there and just like, I bet they all have crushes on him. They want to suck his little pee-pee for some money. Donald Trump, offer's still on the table. I'll pay you $300 to pee on my face. I don't think he's going to respond. Donald Trump, please notice me. I will pay you $300 for you to pee on my face. Please. Please. I don't know how much nicer I have to ask. 1,000? Fuck it. This is big, okay? This is big. If I get Donald Trump's attention and I get him to pee on my face, I will pay him $10,000. New offer. New offer for Donald Trump. If you're listening, Donald, $10,000 on the table. All you gotta do is take a piss right here. But he's never gonna notice. So I'm just barking at a dog. I'm a barking dog. I'm just barking at the wrong tree. Who can I pay to... All right. So if not Donald Trump, who can I pay? Leave a comment. Tell me who I could pay $300 to $1,000 to pee on me. Who could I do? Who could I pay? Who will accept? It doesn't even have to be Donald Trump at this point. I'll take anyone's pee. I just want to be peed on. That's all it is, I guess. Just pee, just do it. This is a lot. See, okay, this is the best part, okay? We're already 45 minutes into this recording. And I haven't talked about politics once. I mean, a little bit, mentioned Donald Trump, but I talked about how I'm not talking about politics. So it's good. We're still in the clear. And it is so much more fun. Let me tell you, I'm having a great time. Thank you for listening to me, because what else would I do? I don't know. Okay. As many of you might know, I'm very into self-improvement. I prefer how I feel more when I meditate, when I do yoga, I have my daily affirmations. I got, here are some negative aspiration. Here are some negative affirmations to start your day off on the worst foot. Okay? If you're a righty, try being lefty. Here we go. You're worthless. No one loves you. And I mean no one. There's not a single thing that you can do to change that. You're worthless. You're gonna die, and so am I. Isn't this fun? Your hobbies don't matter. What's the thing that you love most? That'll end. Are you on the right path? Is this what you want to be doing? Who told you that this is what you wanted to do? Was it your idea? Was it someone else's? Who are you? Besides the influence of other people, what makes up you? I think I know who I am, but you take a step back and you realize all the influence, all the things that have influenced me from the outside. And all of a sudden, I don't know who I am anymore. Are you enjoying this? I hope you have a worse day. Negative affirmations. You're gonna lose all that money that you just invested. You're gonna lose every single penny of it. You think cryptos are the future? They're the past. You think Dogecoin's gonna go to 10 bucks? It's going back down to zero. It's going to zero. Okay, you're losing everything. They're gonna shut it down. I don't even know what that means. They're gonna do it. You're wasting your time. Everything you've done was a mistake. You know what? Skip the gym. You earned it. That's a divisive one. You don't need that. No. Put that weight down. Buy a pizza. You earned it. You know what else you earned? You earned a new, take out a loan and invest that loan. What is the most volatile? I feel like Dogecoin. You know, you don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. It's terrifying always to get in the game, but if you just start, because you don't know what the future is gonna be. That's my logic. I was like, you know what? I almost got into the game and I did the math. If I had stuck to my plan that I made in 2019, if I put $2.50 into Dogecoin per week, I was going to take $10 per week and split it up between some cryptos. If I put $2.50 into Dogecoin every week for 2 years, when I started, I could have had $70,000 right now. Okay? So, start now. Because FOMO's real. And that's a fourth of the money that I would have put in. I would have put more into Bitcoin. That was like $8,000 at the time. Dude, if there's a word, regret, I don't know. start now, because you're definitely, I don't know. Here's an actual good affirmation, okay? Try to keep bitch sounds to a minimum. Try to make the least amount of, you know, because nothing's worse than if you got to do something and you're doing some hard work and you got to lift something or something. Nothing's worse than if you let out a, that's the worst. That's like complaining, but not complaining. First off, don't complain. Stop doing that. I'm sick of hearing people complain. It is so fucking annoying. Every single time someone starts complaining, I complain that they complain. Because they started it, and I said, fuck it, if I can't beat them, then I'll join them. I'm going to start complaining about people who complain. And that's worth it to me, I guess. Stop complaining, and don't make any bitch sounds. You're going to see me in a few months when I have abs, and you're going to say, wow, he isn't a bitch. But then I'll like pick up something, I'll go, and they'll be like, oh fuck, he's a bitch. You know? I'll go, and it'll be. I don't know. I like pausing when I'm done thinking. For the time that I'm done thinking, I'll just sit there in that silence and just let it marinate. Just let the spices soak in and take out the flavor of the meat. The joke meat that I have, add a little bit of salt to it, sit in silence, and just let the flavors of what you said arise. It's fun to do that because it makes you think about what you said a little bit more. And you're like, wow, I just said that. And I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. May 17th or 18th, New Jersey's getting rid of all of their capacity rules. You know, no more limits on people outside, no more limits on people inside. Except that's not really true because 6 feet apart is still in place in restaurants. So it really doesn't change shit for restaurants. But what I'm saying is we're about to get back to it, boys. We're on our way home. We're going to go party like you never seen it. Summer is going to be crazy, bro. But if I'm being completely honest, as someone who works in retail, COVID didn't do enough. A lot of people gotta go. Way more than that, dude. Way more than that. We gotta get, like, I don't know. Think about it, okay? 100 years ago, we had a seventh of the people that we have now. And that's going to keep growing exponentially. I keep saying, overpopulation's the problem. And everyone keeps ignoring it. But honestly, if you care about the earth, and you care about nature, you'd be on COVID's side. You'd be rooting for more people to die. Because, let's be honest, what is a life that is just sitting there in a nursing home, okay? If you put someone in a home, I don't know, it's worse than killing them. In my opinion. If I'm ever at a point where they're like, oh, we're gonna put them in a home, I'm like, actually, no, what you're gonna do is gonna put a gun in my mouth and pull the trigger. Not a home. It'll save you money. The only thing you'll have to pay for is the bullet. And the gun if you don't have one. Please buy a gun. Please buy a gun so that you can kill me. Oh, so many of these jokes that I do on this podcast have such flat delivery that I think maybe people might think that I'm serious. And that's even more fun for me if they think I'm serious, because I'm not, and you should know that because I call this a comedy podcast. But honestly, the last 20 episodes have just been about politics, so we're working on it, okay? We're trying to get back to some sense of normalcy, because once 2020 happened, there was nothing else to talk about than politics. I'm trying to cut through the dirt, I'm trying to sift through all the bullshit and try to come out with something funny on the other end. And that's the best thing that I got right now. If I end up in a position where you might want to put me in a home, actually just buy a gun and put it in my mouth and shoot me and kill me, because that's cheaper for everybody involved, and I will hate my life less dead. I'd rather be dead than in a home. And that's about it. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to send it to someone who you think might also enjoy it, because that's love. That's what we do here. We're a community of about me and like two of you listening. So if you really want to help me help you, because if there's more of you, then there's more of me. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.